Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 51. Wow, episode 51. Thanks for getting involved, as always. Thank you so much for downloading. Oh my God. Bloody hell. My throat just closed up. Just sort of, that was weird. Never had that happen to me before. But like I said, thank you so much for download. Ah! Oh my God. What? No, not really. I'm making up. So thanks for downloading the episode. 51st episode. And this week's episode is with Brett Goldstein. Brett Goldstein, actor, writer, stand-up comedian, and now a successful podcaster. Films to be buried with, Brett Goldstein. Films to be buried with. That's Brett. So Brett Goldstein's on the podcast, along with a Patreon member. A Patreon member pledged some cash. And he's on board as well. He's in the episode as well. Matt Ryer. So it's Brett Goldstein and Matt Ryer. So there we have it. Anything to tell you? Yes, there is something to tell you. Yes, there is something to tell you. On February the 28th, I'm doing a comedy tournament at the Moth Club in Hackney on February the 28th. So loads of new acts. We've got about 15, 20 new acts. They've all got like 5 minutes on stage. And basically you, the audience, you vote whether they go through to the final. If you don't like them, then throw cabbages at them. Boo, and tell them to fuck off. If you do like them, then send them through to the final. That's on February the 28th. It's going to be good fun. Trust me. So, yeah, that's it. So I thought I'd just promote that. In the meantime, nothing more to tell you. Nothing more to do. Ah! Oh, my God. No, it's a throat joke. It's a throat joke. So that's it. And if you want to support the podcast, go to Patreon. David L. Patreon. Who's David L.? Don't ask that question. Not interested. But go to David L. Patreon and get involved. There's plenty of content, hopefully, there that will keep you busy and excited and entertained. Videos and video diaries and extra bits of the podcast and Ujima Flip and whatnot. So, yeah, if you want to support the podcast, go there. But now, here we go. I don't know what I was doing then. Right. Anyway, so let's get on with this podcast. Let's stop the waffling. Let's stop the babbling and do some wabbling. Here we are with episode 51 with Brett Goldstein and Matt Ryer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brian Getting Some Friends podcast. Are you blowing your nose, David?
I certainly am. Clearing out the old nostrils, the pipes, so I'm ready and balanced.
So here we are. We're on around about episode 52.
That's correct.
Episode 52, David.
Half a century has been existed doing this podcast. Well, not literally a century, but half of a hundred. And 100 being a century. So we're halfway through.
What's 52 in Japanese?
52 in Japanese will be...
Sorry.
Hasho... I don't know, actually.
Well,
I
go
should
for
watch it.
Go for
it. Hasho da 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 da. Something like that. So Hasho ta. Something like that. I don't know Japanese.
So say episode 52 in Japanese. Go.
Episode chasha da
da. No, what's episode in Japanese?
Epida. Ah, che da da. It's got to be said, I'm not educated in that. I'm not fluent.
So, benefit the listeners at home, that is David Edwards.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Oh, you're all right. I don't even need to invite you. You're just part of the furniture.
I like to be part of the furniture. I'd see myself as a couch, maybe, or some kind of seat.
A coat stand.
I'm happy to be a coat stand. I'm happy to be whatever you need, whatever's lacking in the room at the time. I can morph into that. Coat stand. Yeah, I could be a coat stand.
Now.
Okay, yep. Should I stand up? Or yes, absolutely. Let's stand in the corner. Put a hat on my head.
Okay, and our guest... Oh, where's Charles? Are you here, Charles? Charles the robot is here.
Hello, Brian, and hello, David Edwards. And you both look very well ended, if you don't mind me saying so.
No, not at all. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No, thank you, Brian. Thanks for that compliment. No,
Charles said it.
Charles. Yeah. Quite right. Get people's names right. That's key.
And we got two guests. We got two guests this episode. So the first guest is none other than Brett
Goldstein.
Oh my God, that's his name. Wow.
And I know his name very well.
And our other guest this episode is a patron from the site Patreon.
Matt.
It's Matt.
Surname, that has escaped my apologies for that. Because, I think we straight went into casual banter.
Matt Ryer.
Apologies. Ryer, that's a well-known brand name, Ryer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, guys, so
Brett Goldstein and Matt.
Hello, Charles.
Brett Goldstein and Matt. Brett, thanks so much for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's an honour.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you like talking to me when I've got my glasses on?
I prefer it.
Do you?
I'm glad you're wearing your hat.
Yeah. Well, I like wearing my hat because it just brings a bit of jollity to the room. And Matt, thank you. What's it like?
It's brilliant. Thanks for being here. David, I would be disappointed if you'd got my name right, to be honest.
Yeah. It's good of you to say to meet me halfway there. I do apologise, though.
That doesn't mean you've got permission to get people's names wrong.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Definitely. I was doing so well, and I tripped on the second hurdle.
Sorry.
Which is unfortunate. No, don't apologise.
Don't shout. Don't shout at Matt.
Keep the volume down.
Yeah, absolutely.
To a respectable level.
So, Brett and Matt, today we're metal detecting.
Oh, great.
So we're metal detecting. Whereabouts in the UK are we metal detecting, David?
We are metal detecting on a beach in Scotland.
In a field.
In a field in Scotland.
Yeah.
A field in Scotland on the outskirts of Edinburgh, where we're surrounded by mountains, squirrels, greenery. There's a bit of litter on the floor from alcoholics the night beforehand, but we're not going to allow that to bring us down. We're going to enjoy the sort of very crisp, cold air, like a fridge has been opened.
Yeah.
Large fridge.
So, Brett, if you'd like to take your... There's a metal detector for you. It's hard to say detector. And Matt, there's a metal detector for you. And David, I've bought you a brand new metal detector.
Christmas time, here we come.
There you go, if you want to unwrap it.
Oh, wonderful. All the way from Tokyo.
Turn your metal detectors on, please.
Turn the metal detectors on.
There we go. Top range one.
Turn yours on, David.
There we go.
Oh, that's a funny noise.
It's a bit of an old one, isn't it?
Can you press that again? Oh, that's a funny noise.
It's not the sort of noise you'd have from a metal detector. Usually, I'm not.
Can you press that other button down the bottom? What's that do?
There we go. There we are. That is a bit odd, isn't it? It's almost a bit camp, a bit fruity sort of vibe to it, which is a bit not what I expect.
No,
but, I'm not being critical, but it's a bit of an odd noise.
Yeah. Okay, have you ever been metal detecting before?
No. Right. This is my first time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good. What about you, Matt? Have you ever been metal detecting?
No, also no.
Okay. It's a rich thing. Okay.
I'm getting blocked here a lot, David. Have you ever been metal detecting?
I had a year after university where I was very passionate about it.
I knew you wouldn't block me.
It was only like a year type thing. I was sort of out of work.
Did you genuinely?
Oh, yes, I did, yeah. I had it in my flat in Barnum for a long time.
So you know whether this metal detector is a gay one or not?
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of a transgender element. I think it's a blur of different genders.
Don't bring that subject into
quite
podcast.
Right, yeah, definitely. It's a bit political. I am as well, I think, but that's the vibe I'm getting from that metal detector. The first one I had after university was very masculine.
Can
there was
you
no
press
femininity.
That gay button down the bottom?
Yeah, absolutely happy to. There we go. Give it a press.
Ooh, that's lovely.
It's very nice, isn't it? I think it sort of gives you a bit of a boost, doesn't it? If you find a Roman coin, you get a whistle from a man. It's like builders up on the scaffolder.
Yeah.
Scaffolding.
Yes. So, so we're just going to make our way over to this field and then over the sty, and then we'll just continue to walk. we'll do the first question of the podcast, David, and that question is from me. And that question is, what was the last photo you took?
The last photo I took...
On your phone?
On my phone.
Can we have a look at it?
Yes. Oh, I don't know if I've actually... I've took the information and put it into text form. It's an element whereby... it's a bit sneaky, really. The person thought I was texting, but I was taking a photo.
Okay, what was the one before that?
It was...
Well, let's have a look at it.
Well, that was a security number.
Well, let's just find the last photo.
Okay, let's have a look. Last photo...
Hang on. Instead of texting someone, you took a picture of a piece of paper with a message on it and sent it like a fax.
No, it was to myself. Basically, my dad's
yourself.
Changed the security numbers to right. the family house type of thing.
Okay.
And
what is it now?
Sorry?
What's the number now?
It'll be on here. Well, I should keep it to myself
yeah.
type of thing.
I think
date of...
don't tell us, David.
No, I won't at all.
When he texted you back, did he put a kiss on it? Has your relationship
progressed? I haven't texted it to anyone at all. So what it is it's a new security number,
yeah.
which means that I can only turn up when he thinks is appropriate type of thing. And it's...
So that last photo, that's what we're interested in.
What do you mean when he thinks it's appropriate?
The code?
Perhaps before roast dinner, don't turn up too early in the morning.
Right. Well, so he just changes the security code.
The code will only work after two.
Yeah, it's a bit odd. Yeah, it's a case of that. Yeah, he just doesn't want me... I'm not always around the house type of thing.
No.
I mean, I've got a life, but it could be washing that I want done in the first thing. I don't have a washing machine.
Right.
And it's his friend's house who I'm staying at the moment. But there's no washing machine there, full stop. So, you know, he's showing me where the laundrette is and things like that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's treating you properly. If I were you, I'd write a strong letter, take a picture and text it to him.
Yeah, I don't think that's a wrong idea at all.
What is this photo?
Let's have a look. What is it of? Apologies, listeners. I'm struggling with my phone here. There's a lot of apps which I don't use. There we go, camera. Here we are. It's coming now. It's scanning. I don't know what it's scanning. There's problems with my storage. I've got 99%, 98% used up. Here we go. Storage.
Drum roll, please. Can we have some dramatic music, please, James, the editor? This is a big old build-up for this photo.
For some reason, it's not... Oh, here we go. Gallery.
We go.
I hope you don't have the same trouble with your metal detector.
Yeah.
No, I don't, but well said.
Don't shout.
Sorry, keep the volume to a normal amount. Right, at the moment, there's a photo. It's saying, unable to open app, there's not enough space, but I've got a picture from my desk in the office that I work in. I think that must just be a mistake. And there's a photo of me smiling, wearing a new checkered shirt, when I was exploring the potential of Match.com.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
There you
that
go.
Was easy.
Did you use that picture? For Match.com?
I did use the picture of Match.com, and for some reason it just didn't fill me with inspiration and joy, the website.
Oh, okay.
You know, I sent it out there, and I was giving a lot of digital winks and thumbs up.
Right.
And I just don't think the photo shoot with a new checkered red shirt from H&M Brighton was...
I think the checkered red shirt has, like, connotations. Have you tried a different shirt?
No, I haven't. What is checkered red? What are the
sort of lumberjack murderer? But if you go out with like
it
a nice bright,
didn't yeah,
sort of your personality, bright and shiny.
Would you go for checkered or a different
color?
Not,
never.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you think if I try Match.com
I think if
phase
you've tried
two?
A nice
phase two.
Yes,
yeah.
Second phase.
Go
two.
Back into it.
Go back into it with a different attitude and wardrobe.
What's your like? Do you have a one line bio or something like a? Catchy catchphrase.
Yeah, I tried to create the idea. It was a bit of a lie, really, that you know, if I can be bothered to go to the gym, I go. But if not, I'm up for a bit of Netflix and an ale around the pub with the friends type of thing. So I do
That's
go
great.
To the gym.
Do you
I like pop
right.
pop. No, I don't.
No.
I used to for a while. I was very into it, but I've just lost my relationship with it for some reason.
Right.
And Netflix, that is true, I do watch that. And the local pub, not as much as I kind of mentioned, you know, sort of twice a month, something like that.
Yeah.
So. But so Netflix was the real one out of the three.
So you're a Netflix guy.
Absolute a Netflix guy. Maybe I should just have that in my bio.
The Netflix guy.
Yeah, the Netflix chap.
Because you've put out a picture of you looking like a murderer and you've said, sort of suggested you're an alcoholic. Neither of which are true.
This is true, yeah.
So you should put a bright, nice bright, say, I love Netflix.
I love Netflix. And what sort of colours would you go for?
Can you sing a little bouncy song called I Love Netflix? Go.
I love a lot of things in this life. I love mother, pizza and rice. But the thing, the carrot on the end of the stick that I clutch for every night is Netflix.
And again.
Netflix. Netflix.
Mother, pizza and rice.
Netflix alongside pizza and rice.
And again.
Netflix.
And again.
Netflix.
And again.
Netflix.
Alongside pizza and rice. One more time.
Alongside
Netflix.
Netflix.
All right, mate. So, Brett,
thank you for that.
You started a podcast recently, which is more successful than ours, within the first week.
But the episode that you did is everyone's favourite.
That's why I brought up the subject.
It's a weird sort of imbalance. I don't understand the maths.
No, I don't understand it either. But that's why I brought
it up. Oh, you brought it up. Yeah, your episode's the favourite.
Okay. It's got the most listens.
It's everyone's favourite. Yeah. Everyone says that's
the best.
I thought
it was good.
It's because it reveals the truth.
Matt, have you got a podcast?
No,
most people
no,
have.
I haven't
no,
got a
what would your
yet.
Podcast be called if you. What do you do for a living, Matt? It sounded quite interesting.
I'm a computer person. Yeah. I mean, a real person, but I do computers and.
Yeah.
You're
flesh and blood.
Speaker and an author, actually.
Really? An author?
What book have you written?
It's a computer book. I don't want to plug it. No one that listens to this.
Plug it, please.
Oh, it's called Go Programming Blueprints.
Oh, he's actually done it. He's actually plugged it.
Wow, incredible. So you're on Amazon.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, Amazon. So you can buy it. Help yourself.
Good reviews from the general public?
I got a 5-star review that just said, reading it now, thanks.
Superb.
So can't argue.
What more do you want? That's one for the dust cover, are they?
Yes, exactly.
Brilliant stuff.
Would you like to write a book?
Yeah,
David?
Absolutely.
What would your book be called?
I think it would be maybe like a life hacking book, how to sort of get
what
through
would
the day.
What would it be called?
It would be called Blonde Ambition.
Yeah, you said your
that
film
was
would be called.
That was my screenplay. It would be called Sprinting Past Shadows. Not allowing them to sort of get you down or feel. Because I think we all had that moment in the day where you just say, oh, the dopamine's really dropped.
Okay.
And how to get it back up.
Okay.
Hitting in the brain.
So, your metal detector's going, David.
Oh, here we go. It's found some Roman coins.
Wow, that's gay.
Goodness
wow.
me.
Wow, so get
very excited.
Have you got a spade with you,
Yeah, of
Brett?
Course I have. I've got three.
Brett's bought three spades.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So
thank
you very
much.
So
do you want to dig away and see what's
Let's
there,
see
David.
What we've got. Here we go. It's still making a noise. It likes what it can, what is it, smell, pick up.
It's exciting. It is exciting.
It's very exciting. Here we go.
Here we go. So a bit of music, please, James, just to build up the atmosphere. And
you should appreciate it.
What have you found?
I think that looks like an arrow.
But what is it? It looks like one, but it isn't. So what is it?
It isn't. It's basically a triangle. It looks like an old dairy leaf
it
from the
80s. It looks like it, but what is it?
It is, to give you the exact amount, a large tooth from a cow.
Wow.
But from a different era. Probably in the 70s, something like that.
A metal cow.
A metal cow. Maybe, I'm not entirely sure.
Do metal detectors pick up teeth?
If there's fillings in there,
something in that vein.
Okay, do cows have fillings?
It depends on their
it's
diet.
It's a metal cow tooth.
It's a what?
It's a metal cow tooth.
It's a metal cow tooth.
Maybe it's from the 80s or something in that vein.
It's a metal cow tooth.
It's a metal cow tooth. That's what I'll put on the internet when I put it on eBay. Metal cow tooth.
Okay, all right. If we just keep plugging
it's a metal cow tooth.
It's a metal cow tooth.
Metal cow tooth.
It's a metal cow tooth.
Metal cow tooth.
Can you say that 5 times really quickly, please, Charles? Then we'll make our way across the field.
It's a metal cow tooth.
Yep.
It's a metal cow tooth.
Yep.
It's a metal cow tooth.
Yep.
It's a metal cow tooth.
Yep. One more for luck.
It's a metal cow tooth.
Okie dokie. So, Brett, have you got your first question for David?
I've got so many questions.
Do you know what? I get criticised for not asking the guests what they've been up. What have you been up to recently, Brett?
Oh, I did a podcast with you. It was very popular.
It was, yeah.
Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Okay, David. Is sexuality a spectrum? And if so, where do you fall on it? And does it change week by week?
Wow.
I think
one of the greatest questions ever asked on the podcast. Can we have a celebratory noise, please, James?
It does deserve that. It's a very contemporary question. Absolutely.
What was it again? I wasn't really listening. What was it again?
The question was, is sexuality a spectrum? And if so, where do you fall on it? And does it change week by week?
I would say it's definitely a spectrum. And there have been periods in my life where I think I've always been wandering down the hetero alleyway of life. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely been times where a sign has appeared.
Little detours.
Yeah, and it's gestured me and said, if you want to go down there, you know, you can do if you wish type of thing. You might save a lot of time, like when I lived in Brighton type of thing. But it's never grabbed.
So what were those signs look like in your life exactly?
I would definitely say there was a PE teacher during secondary school.
That you liked?
I didn't quite know if I fancied or highly respected him.
Right.
I didn't know if he was like a captain of a platoon or a stripper dressed as a captain. You know, I wasn't entirely sure.
Yeah.
But there was definitely a spectrum there. It was like a lava lamp. Things were changing colour. Suddenly, instead of just being one shooting beam of yellow heterosexuality, it was like a bubbling of different colours appearing.
So your PE teacher was going, come this way, down this side alley.
And if he had done that, I might have had a look around type of thing, or looked on the CCTV camera screen.
What would that have looked like if you had gone down the alley?
I think it would have been a long welcoming hug.
Wonder what you were going to say there, David.
Yeah, no, nothing that extreme straight away.
No.
Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't leap out the plane without a parachute type of thing. So I think it'd be a case of potential there. And when I just passed my driving test, I got some new tyres. And I got on very well with a chap in... Is it Halfords?
Yeah, it's a Halfords.
Is it Halfords? Who looks after tyres?
Halfords.
He probably was Halfords. He was older than me, 10 years.
Yeah.
And it was just good banter.
Right.
And also, I would always think to myself, oh, I wonder if Trevor's at... you know, after a while, I didn't work there anymore, so this isn't something he recalls in his brain sort of thing. But it's a case of I drive and think, oh, I'll have a chat with him.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's how a lot of female romances have happened.
So did you fancy the guy in Halfords?
I'm never entirely sure if that's the case. If he wanted a hug on Christmas Day, I'd happily be queuing up for one.
What if he wanted a kiss? Further than a hug. I'm not interested in fucking hugs.
What if he wanted a kiss
Day? I think I'd only know when lips connect and saliva melts together. And I think it would be either the opening of a new book these are all metaphors. Opening of a new book or very much like just giving it back to the librarian. No, I'm not interested in that genre. I'm not, you know.
Right.
That's not about me type of thing.
You might have got a free Halfords bicycle.
Yeah.
This is true. There are perks of being on the spectrum. You make a lot of contacts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think the only other thing is more of a Hollywood crush, which was there was a definite confusion over Harrison Ford.
It's been a load.
Quite a long list.
I think now I know that, that line's, he's quite an old man now. Do you know what? I think if anything gives me a homoerotic button press, Raiders of the Lost Ark, there are times where I'm definitely on the spectrum there.
Right.
Where it's a bizarre confusion. Do I want to share a beer with him, beg with him? You know, there is a confused moment. I have to put my hand up with that.
Well, I'm going to ask a question here. So can it go completely silent? James, could you put a bed of appropriate music on underneath this? Thank you. Have you ever wanked over Raiders of the Lost Ark?
No.
Okay, fine.
Simple,
have you got a question, Matt, for David?
Yes.
Can we not have follow-up questions?
Yeah, if you want. Okay, we're reversing back into that question. Yes, Brett.
Just a couple of follow-ups, if I may. you talk about this yellow hot stream of heterosexuality.
What are you going to say then, Brett?
This pathway you've been on. And you said there were a couple of signposts. You know, it turned out more than a couple, quite a few signposts. But when was the last time you had one of those signposts, or do you feel like, no, I'm locked in now, stuck on this yellow spectrum?
I would say my brain floats off into the lava lamp, away from that strong beam.
Yeah. Can we keep things... I think people might lose the... What you're actually saying about lava lamps and
yeah,
beams.
Yeah, so
and...
homoerotic lust bubbling up slightly.
Yeah.
It, you know, it would be watching any early 80s films. I know it's a bizarre one, but it does make me think of that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
That, you know, in the 80s, early 80s, he was a stunning man.
Yeah.
He really was, you know, very alpha male material, very charismatic. And it's a case of... there are times where, you know, a moth to the, you know, the homosexual flame type of thing does appear. No actual man in living flesh at the moment. I'd say that's closed. But when I go into a Hollywood realm of fantasy, he does... It's usually Julia Roberts or, you know, Michelle Pfeiffer. But in the middle there, there's Harrison. And it's like Working Girls. If I was to watch that now, by the end of the film, I'd be more interested in him. I think there would be like a confused amount of blood in there. It wouldn't be like a full pint. Do you know what I mean? There would be like, there'd be a certain amount.
Okay. My final question for that question, my mate. Do you still get a little buzz every time you drive past the Halfords?
I think it's a moment of, what was that all about? Right. That was confusing.
Because that guy would be in his early 50s now.
Yeah, and I think that would pop the balloon sort of thing in the sense that that fantasy, because he's, you know, he's in his 30s, he's well built. You know, it's almost like, do I want to replicate Trevor in a gym, or do I want to spend more time with Trevor?
In
so there's
bed.
A lot of hanging question
marks.
What
if Trevor listened to this and sent you a message saying, I've dreamed of you this whole time, I can't believe you felt the same, would you like to meet up?
I'd meet up for a drink, and I'd say to him, we've got to take baby steps here, Trevor.
Right. I'm not sure
I think I would realise quite quickly on, you know.
Right.
Oh, Matt, your detector is beeping.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So, here we go.
Not at all. It's
There
we go.
Look at that.
So, if you get... Yeah, Brett's got one of his spades. So if you
there you go.
Thanks for bringing the spade. So, yeah, it could be a lava lamp. Let's have a look. So, if you dig away, Matt's digging away.
There we go.
Here we go. Oh, David, what's he got?
Goodness me, it's an eye patch.
Yeah.
That's got metal on the front.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's from a pirate or a cow. I'm not an archaeologist, but it's something or from a farmer who perhaps got a hoof in the face.
A metal one eye patch.
It's a what?
A metal one eye patch.
A metal wedge.
Eye patch.
Eye patch. A metal eye patch.
A metal one eye patch.
One eye patch.
One eye patch. A metal one eye patch.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
we go. So I just robot.
A metal
not
one
on.
Patch.
A metal one. Patch.
Perfect.
Aye.
It belongs in a museum.
Yeah.
Patch.
Eye patch. A metal eye.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Patch.
Patch.
Okie dokie. Right, so we're just going to set ourselves down. It's a lovely stream running to our left, so
beautiful
nice and shaded. So we bought some food, and I put out a little what do you call them?
Picnic blanket.
Yes, so I'll put one of those out. We'll have something to eat.
Oh, wonderful!
Have you got a question for
Yeah, I was going to ask about you know, dogs.
Oh yes, I know well.
Well, we sort of.
Well, I've always owned one, not right. personally, but for the family.
We've kind of bred them to be all the different variety that we have today from a small kind of selection of wolf, early wolf ancestors, right?
Really?
Yeah, all the variety of dogs have been selected artificially.
So it's like a whole Darwinian chain of dogs And your latest dog is a mixture of everyone.
No, not his company.
He's saying we as people.
We as people.
We humanity.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's humanity. So I thought this is your own project through the eras.
I'm like a mad scientist. I just mean...
No, I thought it's like something you passed on, yeah. You know, from like generations. We start with a wolf. We're going to end on a sausage dog type of...
He makes dogs.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people make money out of that. I know someone who makes thousands every month.
Right, good for them.
Yeah, definitely.
But so
Matt makes dogs.
No, I don't. No, Charles, I don't make dogs.
No, I understand what you mean. Really society as a whole.
Yeah. So we've
humans, group project.
Have, anyway, let's
chosen
get...
them and selected them for specific skills.
Yes.
So I was going to say, if you were going to breed a new kind of dog, what sort of special skills or special powers would you want to select for?
That actually a dog does basically have. I would definitely. Its sense of smell is absolutely vital.
What about new ability? You know, because
think about it. Don't rush
no,
into
definitely
it, David.
Straight away. The lizard that can camouflage itself. I don't know how they'd mate, but I think you could splice DNA from a lizard. What's that lizard called?
A chameleon
would definitely help dogs if they're trying to escape from a cruel owner. Or a hawk or anything in that vein.
What?
If they just went on their back legs and they went into a bark, like tree type of thing.
Right.
I think that would be the ultimate thing. Imagine a wolf. I mean, you know, if any Hollywood executives are listening, a wolf that can camouflage itself. There was that Liam Neeson film when he was in the forest with the wolves. And they were genetically engineered. They were larger than a normal wolf. But if it could camouflage itself, I mean, that really would be...
A chameleon wolf.
That's what I'd go for. I mean, the more I talk about it now, I think it's got, you know, a unique selling point.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
You happy with that?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, okay.
That would be the next generation of dog.
Right, so you're definitely happy with that answer?
Well, I do wish I'd asked a different question now.
No. Oh, that's all right. Go for it. That's whatever.
No, not go for it, David.
Why is that? Because you thought other dog...
Because it's my
power?
Podcast.
No, you're right, Brian. No, quite right. Put the point in a way in the
now,
holster.
I know you bought a little present for Matt today, so if you'd like to get it out.
Here we go, out the rucksack.
What is it?
Wow. It's wrapped up. Well, it's a wrapped up gift. I don't want to ruin
the...
Okay,
so Matt's unwrapping it.
What is it, David?
There it is. What is it?
It is a scarf to wear not around your neck, but around your forehead.
Thanks.
To pick up any beads of sweat whilst actually going around metal detecting.
Okay. Right, I've got a question from a Patreon now.
Oh, right. Wonderful.
Yes, and that's for you, David. There's a cup of tea, actually, there for you and some cake.
Oh!
That's a good question.
Well.
What, don't ask me questions. I want to ask him.
This is quite a good one. This is from Alex Goddard.
That rings a bell. Goddard, that's a name that rings a bell.
Okay. The question is, what would your tactics have been during the sinking of the Titanic?
Great.
You've got 20 seconds to answer this. Your time starts... now.
It would be immediately life jacket and straight on a lifeboat. I think after, you know, I think it'd be a horrific death. I think the male in me would shrink into a child. I mean, we've all had an ice cream headache, but it's times a million. And I really would be, you know, out my way type of thing.
I think. Thanks for that, David. Time's
sorry,
up.
Yeah, but thanks. That's the truth.
What's your question?
David.
Second question from Brett Goldstein.
If you had to kill one relative to keep the other relatives alive, who would it be and why?
Do you mean alive as insane because they would just drive us nuts?
No, you've got to kill, like there's a man with a gun and he says, I'm going to kill one of your relatives or I'm going to kill all of them.
Wow.
So you better pick one and tell us why.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd do the maths, which is...
We need some music under this, I think.
Yeah, indeed, I think you're quite right. I think, basically, anyone above 70 or going into 80, it would be a case of, if you could stand in that corner of the lounge... I just have to do it mathematically.
Yeah, no, that's
right.
And then it would
be... So you narrowed it down to, what, 10?
Yes.
So there's 10 people in the corner. The others, you've said, go on, off you go.
Yeah, off you go. So I've got 10 OAPs.
That's sort of what they did on the arrival at... that place?
Schindler's List? Auschwitz?
Yeah, anyway, you brought
you
the question
go there?
Out, mate.
No, okay.
Anyway,
in Poland,
whatever.
It?
No, it's just made me go, bloody hell.
Yeah, they used to do that. I mean, if you're not strong enough to do DIY skills or
okay,
work
but imagine
in the kitchen,
it's like a more fun, a bit more fun than that.
Oh right.
So
That's what you're dealing with.
No, we're having a laugh. We're having a laugh.
We're having a laugh.
You put 10 of your oldest relatives in a corner.
Okay. Yes. Here we go, then.
Now you're narrowing it down.
Absolutely. It's all right. Talking about war camps are reality, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? You've got to be. Yeah, you've got to
embrace
them.
You can't keep talking about war camps.
Yeah, let's leave that alone. Yeah, you're quite right.
Let's have a bit of fun.
Then it would be okay. I've done the maths.
So all the elderly relatives in the Edwards family, they're all over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you thinking about this seriously, David?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So who are we talking about exactly in your family?
It would be, well, you know...
Specifically?
My father. He would be in there. He's just hit 8-0.
No, but I don't believe you.
I'm not going to kill him yet, though.
Point.
Sorry, I pop that away.
He's just on the shortlist.
Yeah, he's just on the shortlist. So he knows that, you know, he needs to... I think politically I'd be a case of you're in the corner, pal, and I could press the button. You know, maybe you want to
let me in your house a little bit earlier.
Yeah, bloody right.
Give me that code all day.
The way I feel now about that security code, pass through the Luger, do you know what I mean? That's too much, do you know what I mean? But I think we're all political animals.
Right.
And I'd be thinking, it's all mathematical in the sense that, number one, are you above 70 or 80?
Yeah.
You know... Then the other maths comes to
mind. Do you think
you'd
be feeling any kind of remorse doing it? Or you seem like
he hasn't done it yet.
No,
I haven't done anything yet. And I think the other thing to answer your question would be another mathematical sum, which is how many times do I see you a year? How relevant are you into my day-to-day life? So, you know, okay, he's not giving me the security code, so the people you hardly see each year,
who would fall into that camp?
It would be...
sorry for saying camp.
It would be, ironically, I've got an aunt in Scotland, but I see her three times a year.
Right.
I've got one in London. Mm. I might not see for 2 years.
Oh, she's in trouble.
Also, financially, checks through the post. Yeah. If I'm going to be really open,
that'd
be something. It'd be their age. How much time do I interact with them? How much control have they got over me politically? And financial elements.
How much do they pay you?
Checks for the post type of... I know it's a terrible thing to say.
What, you mean on your birthday and whatnot?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
So out of
some of them are very, you know, even though I'm 40, they're very...
Giving. And who is
let them live?
I'm not going to say the actual name, but there's some that really have just like, you know, you're 40 now, you're
we'll make
on your
her
own.
Name up. It's aunt. Is it an auntie?
Auntie Chloe type of thing.
Auntie Chloe. And so that she'd be...
She would be the one that would go. Yeah, she fails on all those elements.
Yeah. I've got some elderflower juice here.
Oh, please.
You enjoying your picnic?
Yeah, the sandwich is a little bit weird.
Yeah, they're a bit... what have you put in the sandwiches, David?
I put Bovril, Marmite...
What's that crunchy substance?
That is crunchy. That's the actual crunchy from the chocolate bar crunchy. I banged it up with some hammer and I just sprinkled it on top.
With some hammer?
With a hammer. With a banged hammer. It up and just sprinkled it.
Are you complaining, Matt?
No, never had it. Usually people either choose Bovril or Marmite. It's rare to see both.
So we're going to pack up our things because there's someone watching us. We better make our way to the next field. Brett, have you got another question? Actually, the guest gets to ask... David gets to ask one of the guests one question. It's called the Golden Question section. Have you got a question for either Matt or Brett, David?
Matt, I'm sure we'll... question. I'll just ask Brett one, if that's okay.
None taken.
Sorry?
None taken.
None taken, do you know what I mean? But I'm sure there'll be other chats...
Snubbed.
It goes over. Not snubbed at all, sir. Not snubbed whatsoever.
Little bit snubbed.
Well, it could be a question about both
Matt,
of them.
At the moment?
Yeah, this is dead weird.
Yeah.
For me.
It's like being the guy at the end of, you know, being chosen for the team in PE.
Yeah, welcome to
Matt.
Our team.
You snubbed Matt.
Well, maybe...
You've treated him that aren't
maybe it's a question. not at all. You are very... You weren't in that corner, friend.
Don't
you're in the other room
Matt
having
like
mince pie. I mean, you're having a good time, Matt.
So,
you know,
just shooting Auntie Chloe.
Absolutely. You've been snogged.
Snubbed.
Sorry.
Snubbed.
There's no snubbing taking place
right,
here.
What's
sir.
Your question for Brett?
I was going to say.
Can't be about films.
It's kind of. No, it's not about films. It's not about films.
Go on.
Through your journey through the industry and your career type of thing,
yeah.
you've got to know, you know, a
sorry,
lot.
I'm coughing, sorry.
Oh, you go for it.
No, after
keep
you,
the pipes clean.
Sorry.
So it's very much a case of.
I'll ask it again.
Yeah, that's all right. So during.
Sorry, mate.
Is that code?
Yeah, no, no, no. I've had a chest infection for the last week.
So during your time. during your time.
Cough.
Fuck off. What was that? Oh, cough, cough.
Cough, cough.
Fuck off.
Is it best to avoid this
topic? Cough, cough.
Oh, cough, cough. Okay.
Is it best to avoid this topic?
No, no, I'll let the stage is yours. Here we go.
Here we go. Simple as that. But do just say if it's inappropriate. So basically, through that period, you got to know a lot of people who then went on the lockdown. We don't need to mention any names. It's not that sort of thing. But you got to meet a lot of people who have gone on to become big. Would you notice a change in their personality? Because it's that old myth that it'll always change you. Not that you have to mention anyone's names. Is that a myth? Or everyone you know now, it's like you've changed.
What's the question, mate?
Do
people change when they become massively successful?
Yes, because you knew a lot of people from the beginning.
My answer is no. It's if they were already a prick, they are a bigger prick.
Right.
If they were nice, they're probably slightly more paranoid.
Interesting.
But I think it just accentuates what was already there.
That's very... So it amplifies it.
I think that there might be, is it real, real hard truth, is that if someone has like a sudden success, there is often like a period and it only lasts about 4 months where there might be a bit of a dickhead because it's a bit much and they're sort of arrogant for a second, but then they're made humble again and that passes. Worst case for a good person is they'll have 4 months of being a dickhead, but then they'll learn, oh, that's not good, is it?
And what are the symptoms of that dickhead mentality? What are the real...
Well, because the bad people, are often people who get it young, I think.
Right.
Who haven't been told no ever or haven't struggled, really. So they
have you met any of them?
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
So they're still infants now, in a way,
in a way, because no one said no to them. There are certain actors who are... awful, and it's because everyone's sort of scared of them, and because they had the money for the thing, so they'll make crazy demands. But they're like a toddler. I think they want to be told no, but no one does it.
I know who you're talking about.
Go on.
It's the surviving chuckle brother, isn't it?
He's on to me.
Oh, really, Paul Chuckle?
He got it too young.
Yeah,
it came too easy to him.
Goodness me, it's got to be Macaulay Culkin.
David Edwards, have you changed since you started doing this podcast?
Yeah, have you?
And
yes,
so in what
changed?
Way?
That's a great question, Charles. Well played.
I don't think I'm still in the bed set.
I ask a question, David? And this was a wonderful moment. We did a live recording last week. And afterwards, did someone come up to you and ask for your autograph?
In a very ironic, tongue-in-cheek manner type of thing.
What do you mean, tongue-in-cheek?
Well, then we walked to the train together and, we shared a chair together and it wasn't
a
like
chair.
A
chair.
Oh, no, not a chair. Well, it's like a couch, you know, you get on trains. What are they called?
A love couch.
I love the couch. Could have been. Who knows? I had to get off at Victoria.
A lover's couch.
A lover's couch. What are they called?
I saw them carry you out on their shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Wait, genuinely, did someone ask for your autograph?
Yes.
Okay,
what
did they say?
I'm a big fan of the Gittings podcasts. And is it all right? But I'm sure if he didn't have a train, he'd be waiting for
yours. What did he have in his hand? So I noticed he had something in his hand.
It was a photo of Charles, yourself, and me.
And there was a photo just of...
of
you.
I don't think there was. I think it was. I think he got it out, unfolded it, and there was more people in it. So I think there was three of us in there.
How did that feel?
It was a lovely boost, and it was nice to chat to him. And.
Yeah.
You know, what other podcasts he likes listening to, and...
That's sort of your go-to question, isn't it?
A lot of the time, if I karate chop social ice, that will be. Because I do enjoy podcasts, and it's always good to get a recommendation or a tip.
That's great, though. That must have been a good feeling.
It was. He was a very down-to-earth, you know, nice chap to chat to.
Matt, are you going to want David's autograph, or are you not?
I'll be honest, when I came in, I almost gave you a pound.
I'd be up for a pound rather than an autograph. Yeah,
thanks
definitely.
For being honest, Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. A pound would go down nicely.
Yeah.
So over that 4 month period, what
is this the second question?
No, not at all. It's just linking.
This is like a part B.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That 4 month. What would you say if you had to do a trajectory of the dick factor?
Yeah.
Dick, as you
that's
said,
a good
just
show.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's a good show.
I love the dick
check
factor.
That out. It's a case of What would you say is the climb, the realization? Because that's
very
interesting.
I think it's that you lose your, like, everyone who is arrogant dickhead secretly is really insecure. I think that is the secret of everyone. So that person, they get their success, and deep down they think, I probably don't deserve this, I'm a fraud. And everyone's celebrating them and giving them
can
free
shit. Can you
do
that noise again, please, Brett? That's it. Can you do that noise, David? And Matt?
It's fun, isn't it?
Now everyone together. Sorry, Brett.
And then they lose their friends very quickly because everyone sort of goes, I don't want to hang out with you, this isn't fun. And then they realise, I'm in a big old dressing room with a love couch and there's no one sat here with me.
That is interesting because there's like an irony with fame whereby you think everyone's... For me to be famous, other people have to be not famous.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, you think you're going to connect more emotionally with people. But for me to be special, other people have got to be not special, if that makes sense. So if there isn't a massive fence there, you know, the VIP corner type of thing. But in your fantasy, when you're wandering through Waitrose... You think it's, all right, Dave, how are you? How are you? And you'll have a special connection with people, but the idea is to be famous.
Wow, that's a gay noise. Bloody hell. That's the biggest gay noise I've ever heard from a metal detector.
It certainly is. It's excited about something.
Wonder what you found. So, could you pass your third shovel to David, please, Brett?
Thank you very
much. Dig away, David.
The golden shovel.
Here we go. Dig away. Wow, it's deep.
It's very deep.
Wow, it's a box.
It is a box.
Look, it's saying don't open the box.
Well, you've got to open it. That's what a metal detector is about.
It's saying don't open. Can you hear the music? The sinister music.
Should we leave it as it is then and not open it?
Should
we have a vote?
Do you think we should open the box, everyone?
Don't open the box.
Well,
David.
Charles is saying don't.
Okay, well.
Don't open the box.
Let's have a vote. Matt.
Well, what are we detecting for if not to discover?
Absolutely. Lovely. And these people are dead.
Brett, open the box. He's a murderer.
Yeah. I say open the box, David.
Right, let's open the box. It then.
Open the box. Here we go. Take your time. There are three locks on it.
One. Oh, here we go. Okay, so have you got a key?
Yeah, there you go. There's the key.
One, two, three.
There's another lock around the back.
Here we go. Let's unlock that.
We're opening the box. It's another box.
In the box. Here we go.
So
let's unlock that.
Nine locks on that.
Okay, so one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Eight, and there we are, nine.
And there's another lock just around the back of that one.
Oh, okay, there we go, number 10. There we
Open
are, unlock that,
that. It's another box!
There we go, let's get that other box out.
There
it's quite a small box now.
14 locks on that
14
box.
Locks. Yeah, one, two, three,
This one
four.
Takes quite a long time, this the fifth lock.
Okay, five, there we go, it's got quite a long turn. Six. Seven, eight next to each other. Nine, 10 on top. 11 at the bottom. That's 12. 13. And finally we're there. It's 14. There we
one
go.
Round the
that
back.
Turn.
Always one round the back.
Always one round the back. 15. And there we go. Nice turn. It's been
it's
great.
It's another box.
Let's get it out. Let's open it up.
28 locks.
There we go. Let's get the first one done quickly. One, two, three.
Take your time. This one
four,
takes quite a while.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. There we are. 17, 18, 19.
This lock. 20, the 20th lock takes a long time, so take your time. A
Not
long
a
time. Takes about 30 seconds.
20. 10. T. Got that one done. 21. 22. 23. 24. 25. One around the back.
No, it's 28, and then one around back.
Oh, sorry, apologies. 26, 27, 28.
One around the back.
Then one around the back.
Then one around the side.
Yeah, there we go, so that's 30.
Open it. What have you got?
I have got...
What do you see?
A bicycle clip for a man's ankle. Going from the 60s, 70s kind of region. It's metal. I imagine it's used for a rally bike.
Okay, thank you, David.
Thanks. No problem. Thanks to experience. It's like Indiana Jones.
Put the locks back on.
Now put the locks back on.
Not a problem
so
at all.
Put the clip back into the box.
There we go.
It doesn't belong to you.
No, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to whoever relatives. I've got the other
whoever
bicycle
relatives.
Clip.
Close the box and all
close
the locks.
Close the box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
locks
9, 10,
on and
11,
box
12.
Back in the ground.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. The other one was 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. And then it was 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Back in the ground.
David,
like
I hate to say this, but you're going to have to bring it back
have
up again.
Have you checked
you
the locks
lock
are all secure?
The back.
Oh, well, what was that, Brett? Sorry, Brett.
I'm so sorry, but you didn't put the locks on the back.
No best friend, best critic. You're quite right. Let's get them back out.
Sorry.
Okay, while you do that, I'm just going to thank Brett for coming along today.
Oh,
thanks
for having me. What a treat.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, and are you going to spend more time with David?
I'd love to.
That's the whole point.
Please do.
Can I?
Please do.
I'll come. We can go to Arundel.
There we go.
Yeah, absolutely. More metal detecting, and around the corner there's a cinema, and we have a McDonald's now on the outskirts.
My three favourite things.
Thank you so much for coming. I mean, what was that experience like? Do you recommend it?
It's brilliant to see how quality podcasting is made
in person.
Thank you for the review. Greatly appreciate it.
So if you were to give a review for this podcast, what would it be?
Yeah, I'd probably just put, you know, it does take a few episodes to get into.
It takes 48 episodes, I promise you that.
Listening now, thanks.
Yeah, listening now, thanks.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So thank you to Brett. Thank you to Matt.
Thank you for both
David,
coming.
Thank you so much. Charles the Robot, thank you. James the Editor, thank you so much.
Thank you, James.
The Editor.
The editing is absolutely vital. Thank you.
It really is. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
That was a Mr. Box production.